From Tidbits on March 7th, 2016, this is Previously Downloaded OS X Installers No Longer Work by Josh Centers. File this one under Obscure Problems That Could Ruin Your Day. Tidbits reader Randy Singer reports that due to an expired certificate, OS X installers downloaded prior to February 14th, 2016 won't work. The Apple Worldwide Developer Relations Intermediate Certificate is required for all apps in the Mac App Store, including OS X installers. When used to sign an app, the certificate enables OS X to confirm that the app has not been corrupted or modified by an attacker. This certificate expired on February 14, 2016, causing error dialogs and preventing some apps from launching. Most affected apps have already been updated with the new certificate. But if you download an OS X installer in case of trouble, you may be in for a surprise the next time you try to use it. Happily, this is an easy problem to fix ahead of time. 1. Delete any old OS X installers in the Applications folder or in other locations. These installers have names like Install OS X El Capitan and Install OS X Yosemite. 2. Open the App Store app by choosing Apple Menu App Store. 3. Click the Purchase tab. Enter your App Store password if prompted. 4. Scroll down to the OS X installer you want and click Download. The new installers are signed with a certificate that expires on February 7, 2023, so it will be quite a few years before Mac users are affected again. Those who have created any bootable install disks for OS X will need to recreate them with the new installers. Dan Frakes wrote a guide to creating OS X.11 El Capitan install disks for Macworld. There's one qualification to all of this. Apple won't allow a newer Mac to download versions of OS X that aren't compatible with that Mac. So on a 27-inch iMac with Retina display, for instance, the App Store app refuses to let you download Mac OS X.7 Lion. If you're in the middle of an OS X install and get tripped up by the expired certificate, Randy Singer offers a suggestion how you can work around the problem quickly without having to download a new installer. 1. In the OS X installer, choose Utilities Terminal. 2. Enter date 02-01-01-0116 and press Return. 3. Quit terminal and continue the install. That terminal command sets your system date to February 1st, 2016, before the certificate's expiration, so the installer can continue. Once you have completed the installation, visit System Preferences, Date and Time to reset the system date. Thanks to Randy for the heads up on this issue and the workaround. As noted, this expired certificate affects more than just OS X installers. A number of Mac App Store apps suffered from it as well. If downloading a new version of an affected installer isn't an option for some reason, Rich Troughton noted in 2012 that there's an allowed untrusted flag for the command line installer utility that might help, as might Greg Neagle's flatpackagefixer.py tool. As indicated by this post from 2012, this is only the latest in a series of expired certificate snafus that have rendered Mac App Store apps unusable. The last one hit in November 2015. Put bluntly, Apple needs to do a better job in managing its Worldwide Developer Relations Intermediate Certificate and alerting both users and developers to the implications of any expiration or revocation. Having this sort of sporadic failure is decidedly a strike against It Just Works. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, this is at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.